Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Our question today is from Audrey in Pennsylvania. She has a really good question. All right, Micah, go ahead, read it for us.
Why was Esther so brave?
All right, if you have your Bibles with you, turn with me to the book of Esther, Esther 4, verse 16.
Ooh, Esther chapter 4. Esther is in the Old Testament. So open up your Bible kind of right in the middle, maybe a little more toward the front, and you're going to find Esther. And once you find Esther, then we're going to go to chapter 4. Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. Aiden is going to read this for us. Esther, chapter 4, verse 16.
Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise, and so I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish.
If we look back earlier at verse 11, we find that Esther was not feeling very brave. She knew of the law that anyone who went in before the king who was not invited could be put to death. So she was scared. But her uncle told her, don't think that you're going to escape this dangerous time because you're living in the king's palace. And maybe God has brought you here for such a time as this. And so Esther had all the Jews there in Shushan come together and pray to go without eating or drinking for 3 days. She and her servants would do the same, and then she would go to the king. And if she perished, she would perish. So what was it that made Esther brave when she wasn't feeling brave? She had people praying for her, and she spent time in prayer.
So has that ever, happened to you? Have you ever been really scared, and then you pray, and you feel better?
Yeah, many times. I'll just tell you one story of the first time I was invited to talk in front of church. I was not someone who liked to be in front of people, and the thought of everyone looking at me made me really, really nervous. But the pastor had invited me to share some of my experiences when I went door to door sharing Christian books, and so I felt like God wanted me to do it. And so I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I was really nervous, but something happened when I got up in front of church. It's as though God took over and gave me words to speak so that I wasn't as nervous anymore.
Wow, that's pretty neat. So boys and girls, if you're ever really scared or you're afraid, you can pray and you can ask Jesus for help, and he'll help you to be brave, just like Esther ended up being brave and going before the king, and she saved her people. Well, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com, and we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. There's a beautiful verse in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, and it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding." That means don't trust in what you know. "In all your ways, acknowledge him." Who's him?
Jesus, and he shall make your paths straight. Jesus wants us to trust him. He wants to lead us and direct us in our paths. But the question is, are we going to trust and obey? Boys and girls, we are finishing up this week's lesson, and it has been a good one, hasn't it? We learned about Thomas and what the disciples were feeling and going through after Jesus had died and when he started appearing to them and showing them really what his life and his mission was all about. Have you been enjoying it? I hope you have, and I would love to hear from you. You can email me at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. I would love to hear from you where you're listening from, what you like about the podcast, and if you have any Bible questions, go ahead and send them, and we will answer those. You know what we do before we always get started. We always pray. Dear Lord, we ask that your Spirit will help us to not just read from your word, but to understand what you want us to learn today. We love you. Amen. Jesus wanted his disciples to understand why he had become a human and why he was willing to live and die in our place. He wanted them to understand that every person must choose to belong to either the kingdom of Satan or the kingdom of God. We have a choice. In fact, I was reading this morning from the book of Romans, and it talks about how we have a choice to make. We can be instruments of unrighteousness to sin, which means that we do things that are sinful, or we can present ourselves to God and be instruments of righteousness to God. We have that choice. God does not force us. And that's what Jesus wanted the disciples to understand. They could choose Satan and his kingdom or God and his kingdom. Jesus had tried to help people understand that the kingdom of God was different from what they had been taught. Except for Jesus, not one person in our world has been perfect. Everyone has sinned. Everyone deserves to die forever. Jesus is the only human who never even once obeyed Satan. And he's the only human who did not deserve to die. We're going to look at 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Now, this isn't John chapter 3. This is 1 John chapter 3, verse 5. Do you remember where 1 John is? 1 and 2 Peter, 1 and 2, 3 John, Jude, Revelation. So it's right at the back of the Bible. We're going to 1 John. Now, 1 John and 2 John and 3 John, they're really small books. Sometimes they're only like one or two pages long. So it's really easy to miss. If you need more time, pause this recording and then you can find it. But we're going to 1 John chapter 3. It's not 2 John chapter 3. It's not 3 John. It's 1 John chapter 3. So it's right after 2 Peter. Then you have 1 John. 1 John chapter 3. And then look under chapter 3 for verse 5. Let's see what that says.
And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins. And in him there is no sin.
There was no sin in Jesus. He died a perfect life. There was no sin in him. Jesus died for you and for me. He died in our place because when we sin, the consequences or the results of sin is automatically death. It's kind of like gravity. Have you ever thrown something up in the air and what happens to it? Does it just stay up there or does it fall back down to the earth? It falls back down to the earth. Gravity is a law. There's a law of gravity. What goes up must come down. The same thing is with sin. There's a law of sin. Whoever sins must die. Jesus came and lived a life just like us, but he did not sin. Jesus died in our place. There's the law of sin, which means that if we sin, we die automatically. Just like if you were to throw something up in the air, it falls down. It's the law of gravity. Well, the law of sin says that if we sin, we die. Jesus came and lived a perfect life, and then he died in our place so that we can live with him forever. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah is in the middle of the Old Testament. So if you were to close your Bible, open right up in about the middle, you should be in Isaiah or really close to it. Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, and then you have Jeremiah. Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, okay? So we want to go to Isaiah. It's pretty much smack dab in the middle of your Bible. Then we're going to look at chapter 53. That's a long ways back in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. The chapters are the big numbers. Chapter 53. And we're going to read verse 5 and 6. This tells us about Jesus. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5 and 6.
But he was wounded for our transgressions.
Perfect.
He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Who was Jesus wounded for? Our transgressions. That means our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity or the sin of all of us. When we love Jesus, when we trust Jesus, and by his help obey the Ten Commandments, Jesus puts his perfect life in the place of ours, even though we don't deserve it. He came down to this dark world to rescue us. I think of the story of Minnie. She was a little girl who had a beautiful canary. A canary is a small bird. This was probably a yellow canary, and Minnie loved this canary. He would sing, and he lived in this beautiful little gold cage, and sometimes she would let him out and fly around, and she would whistle, and he would sing and sing and sing and sing. Oh, she just loved this little canary so much. His name was Dick. Well, one day, when Minnie came into the living room, she looked at Dick's cage, and the door was open to his cage, and Dick was nowhere to be seen. She wandered through the house calling him, "Dick! Dick!" But there was no Dick. She went outside in the garden and looked in the trees and the bushes, but there was no Dick. She was heartbroken. She cried and she cried, and for 3 days they could not find Dick. Well, one day, their neighbor came over to their house and said, "Minnie, I think I know where your canary is. And she said, really? Really? Where? Where could he be? And the neighbor said, follow me. And he took her out to where the well was. Do you know what a well is? It's a deep, deep, deep hole in the ground that has water in it. And that's where we get our water from. We pump the water out of the well from big underground lakes. Well, they leaned over the well, and from way deep down in the dark recesses of the well, they heard a cheep, 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 cheep. Minnie was so excited. It's Dick. I know it's Dick. We have to get him out. And her father came over and looked down in the well and said, Minnie, I'm afraid there's no hope. I don't have a ladder long enough, and it's so narrow, the opening. She said, oh, Daddy, we have to. I have to rescue Dick. So you know what Minnie did? She said, I know. I'll climb in a bucket and you lower it down with a rope down into that well, and I'll get Dick out. And her daddy said, I don't think that's a good idea, Minnie. You could get hurt, and that's very deep and dark and scary. And she said, oh, Daddy, let me, please, let me. So finally he agreed. He tied a rope around her. He then tied a rope to the bucket so there was no way that she would ever be able to get loose. And he lowered her deeper and deeper and deeper into the well. And it got darker and darker. And it felt like the walls were closing in around her. But Minnie had one thought on her mind. Do you know what that was? It was rescuing her Dick. She got all the way down to the bottom of the well, and she could hear him, and it was really loud, and then she saw him clinging to the edge of the well. She scooped him up in her arms and said, okay, Daddy, pull me up, pull me up. And he did. He pulled her all the way up to the top where it was light and bright, and she was so happy that she had rescued her little bird. Boys and girls, that's what Jesus did for us. He came down to this dark world to rescue us, to die in our place so that we can go and live with him forever in heaven. We don't deserve it. He lived a perfect life just for us. And if we always are truly sorry when we have sinned, God will see Jesus' perfect life in our place. He rescued us, just like Minnie rescued her little bird, Dick. We cannot imagine how much God loves us, can we? We can't imagine how much the Holy Spirit wants to help us. I want to pause right now and let's thank Jesus for coming down and rescuing us, okay? Dear Lord, thank you so much for coming to this old dark world and rescuing us, for saving us from sin and from death. Thank you for your sacrifice. We love you so much and we want to live with you forever in heaven. Come quickly, Lord, and help us to be ready when you come. Amen. It's our last day for our memory verse. Let's sing this as loud as we can.
1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God abides in him, and he in God.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org. Or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.